have an older brother or sister who can sometimes be a real pain in the neck? When I was little, I thought my older sister was the most knowledgeable and the most glamorous person in the entire world. Kathy even wore glasses shaped exactly like cat's eyes, swooping up to a point on either side. And on each pointy tip, there were three honest-to-goodness real diamonds. Or so I thought. When we rode in the back seat of our sea-green Chevy, my big sister would open her arms wide. Ever gullible, I rushed in for hugs, at which point Kathy's boa constrictor arms crushed my chest while she dug those pointy tip glasses right into the soft skin of my temples. When my squeals caused my parents to turn around, all they saw was a sweet picture of sisters hugging. They'd roll their eyes. Yvonne always has been so sensitive. Years pass, and relationships mellow. So when my big sister came to visit me, I cooked a celebratory feast. We stayed up late talking about people and books we loved. The next morning was one of those rare November gifts. I stepped out into air, crisp as a Macintosh apple, opened my arms to breathe it in, and ick. Smelt the rotting sweetness of trash. My eyes snapped open to see my garbage can lying on its side, the remains of baked ham and sweet potato pie scattered on the grass. Raccoons, I thought. Almost since the earth was born, raccoons and their cousins, the coatis, have been upending cylinders, digging with long claws, and wiggling long pointy noses, seeking rotting treasure within. And I remembered this story told about those scavengers by the Mayan people of Mexico. Long before the earth was as full of life as it is today, two brothers paddled their boat north along the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula. Hour after hour, the brothers paddled, seeing only shimmering, unending sand and lush, unending jungle. The twins' identical honey-colored arms paddled smoothly as their cocoa-colored eyes scanned the shoreline for any signs of life. Born exactly 1 minute apart, their hunger grew identically into a snarl within their bellies. Finally, they crossed the coral reef, beached their canoe high upon the sand dunes, becoming the first beings to ever stand on Si'an Ka'an, the land where the sky is born. The brothers strode through the eerie shadows of the mangroves. Though older brother Hunter's eyes were piercing and quick, he beheld nothing to eat, neither bird nor berry. Through the low brush and into the high jungle they searched. Machetes glittered star-like as they cut through hanging vines. Finally, a thicket was pierced, and before them was a wonderful tree. It was wide, expansive, and it was tall, extensive. And there, up at the top, hung a beehive.
Where there is a hive, there is honey.
The brothers reached for the lowest branch, but it was too high to reach. They stretched their arms around the trunk, but it was too thick
to shinny up.
"Why don't you boost me up?" said younger brother. "I'll pull you up after me."
"Boost you up? I'd rather not," said older brother.
So younger brother bent over and offered his back for older brother to climb. Older brother reached up and into the tree. Older brother pulled himself up upon the branch. Below, younger brother looked up.
"What about me?"
"Pull you up? I'd rather not."
And older brother began to climb branch after branch upwards. At last he reached the beehive, reached out and broke off a piece of honeycomb. Out dripped thick amber sweetness. Again, older brother reached forth and broke off honeycomb. Far below, he heard a voice. "What about me?"
"Give you some? I'd rather not."
Hunter reached again for more honeycomb and discovered that his hands were full of dried up, sucked up, used up honeyless honeycomb. He tossed them aside. Down through the leaves they fell, tick, 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 landing right by younger brother's feet. Younger brother looked at those dried up, used up, sucked up honeyless honeycombs tossed upon the soft green moss and thought, "Yuck." And again from above he heard, tick, 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 as more discarded trash landed on the ground. And this time, he thought, "I can use this."
Younger brother picked up a honeycomb, scraped out the wax, rolled it between his hands until it became warm and soft, and shaped that wax into a long cylinder. He scraped and rolled more wax into a small cylinder and attached that leg onto the first cylinder. Then a second leg and a third and a fourth leg were attached. Next, a long bushy tail, and finally, a small head with a long pointy snout.
"That'll do." He placed the wax creature on the ground, right where the tree fits into the earth, and reached for more wax to make another creature, and a third, and a thirtieth. He lined the wax creatures all around the base of that huge tree, at the exact place where earth meets bark. Then younger brother, whose name was Sorcerer, waved his hands, and the coatis came to life, digging at the base of the huge tree with their long claws, sticking their pointy snouts into the crevices, and wiggling and jiggling until the tree began to wiggle and to jiggle and plunk. It fell to the ground. Startled, the coatis escaped into the jungle. Older brother fell out of the tree. And as he hit the ground, Sorcerer waved his hands again. And older brother turned into a pig. Older brother looked up. "What about me?" Younger brother looked down at those piggy little eyes and at that greedy little snout.
"Turn you back? I'd rather not."
And older brother ran into the jungle. Thereafter, to populate the world with pigs, remind us of the joys of recycling, and supply my sister with a feast of baked ham and sweet potato pie.